This is Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Pam Hedblad, a member of our Emerging Business Group, and I'm here with Rick Randall, attorney at Randall Law, and John Beck, CFO of Beck CFO. Welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you recently presented on the topic of who owns what, real-life cap table stories, for our Emerging Business Best Practice Seminar Series. It was very well attended, and everybody had lots of questions, so I know it was a great presentation. Based on that presentation, what are one or two thoughts you'd like to leave founders with?
Well, I would start out with by recommending to founders that they paper everything. Whenever they do any sort of transaction, issuing a stock, promising equity to people, get it on paper, sign a contract, and document everything as you go along, because it's actually much less expensive to do it as you go along than it is to try to figure out what you promised back in the past and then reconstruct it later on down the road.
Exactly. John?
So my thoughts are cap tables and capital ownership of a company can range from very simple to very complex. And so, you know, once you get more than two or three owners, I think you should reach out and get some help on keeping track of your cap, your capitalization, your different forms of stock, and also to help you plan for future sort of company events, whether they're merger acquisition or the influx of a new partner or a new investor or even the process of buying out an existing partner. You should go get some help for that.
Exactly. And that's good advice for our founders. Thank you for being here to share that with us today. This has been another pit stop for your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.